Hello, I'm Stuart Bunnell from the Shone FM Newsroom. I am thrilled to welcome Denise Beattie as the new general manager here at Shone FM. Denise is a member of Champaign and Asiac First Nations and is of the Wolf Clan. She was the director of governance with CAFN for over 10 years, and we are lucky to have her on board. Welcome aboard, Denise.
Thank you. I'm very excited about my new role.
And we're really glad to have you. Congratulations for jumping on board. What are some priorities that you've got coming into the station?
I think, first of all, I want to be able to stabilize our financial situation. And then I want to do some focus on the First Nation communities. This is their radio station, and we want to hear from you. We're hoping to offer a lot more community-based content on all kinds of things. Like, what is going on in your communities? Maybe showcase some of your Yukon First Nation entrepreneurs, showcase your First Nation community. So we'll be changing it up a bit. Rest assured, though, we'll be continuing with all your favorites.
Absolutely. And I can speak for the newsroom when I say that we want to talk more about the communities than we do. It just comes down to what we know. So fantastic. That's great to hear. Now, you've got a strong background in governance. You worked with Champaign and Asiac First Nations. So how do you plan to leverage that experience to help benefit Shone FM and our listenership across the territory?
With all the experience that I've gained over the years, and there is a lot of years, I have made a lot of contacts both in and out of the communities, and I think this will be really helpful when trying to get your messaging out there. Although I've never formally been in a negotiating role, but my experiences have taught me to be a bit of a negotiator, or maybe I'm just a bit persistent and pushing hard to get things done. I think that will really help to get the Yukon or Shone FM and the communities back in the forefront.
Now, as general manager, you're going to be overseeing the overall operations of Shone FM. What changes or innovations are listeners looking to expect in the coming year?
Well, first of all, we're hoping to bring Shone up to speed, modernize it a little bit, but we still want to have a big focus on our language, culture, and of course, great music and entertainment for all ages. We're hoping to introduce some new fun programs for all listeners, both in and out of the communities. Maybe we'll have some new shows, contests, some giveaways. So you'll have to stay tuned and see what's coming down or coming over the airwaves.
Perfect. You already know this, and you've said as much in your answers. Engagement is a big part of how radio stations, but also communities, function, for lack of a better word. So what are your plans for engaging with the communities and ensuring that Shone FM remains a relevant, vital part of local life?
This is really important. As I mentioned earlier, Shone FM belongs to the First Nations, and we really want to focus on the wonderful things happening in the communities. We want to know who your entrepreneurs are, who your artists are. Maybe learn something unique about one of the communities or a great place to go and experience our beautiful Yukon. We also want to tell all Yukoners what is going on, not just in the First Nation communities, but also focus in Whitehorse area. We have a lot of great activities happen both in and out of the city, and we want to make sure that you, the listeners, all our listeners, will know when these events are happening. So keep an eye out. You'll be seeing us around. And again, we'll be looking for your input from the First Nations. We need to know what is going on, whether it is the dance festival happening in Haines Junction or the Tlingit celebration in Carcross or an event happening in Shipyards Park. We want to know that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, you've got some thoughts on the future of radio broadcasting in the digital age and how Shone FM is going to adapt to changing listener habits and technologies. Would you like to share those with us today?
As I said earlier, we're trying to modernize Shone FM a bit, and technology is the way of the world. But I still believe that there are people out there in the communities that still like to hear people talking on the radio, telling them what's happening in the communities and having that interaction, if you will.
And of course, part of that is going to come down to working with us, your team. You are not alone in this venture. So how do you plan to work with us, the Shone FM team, to deliver that high quality programming and services across the territory?
This is just week 3 for me, and getting the team on board. I mentioned already that this is going to be a team effort, that I myself can't do it alone. I will be depending on all the staff at Shone FM and also on the board of directors that kind of guide Shone's pathway. So be really looking for their input. And so it'll take some time, but we will get there. And I look forward to working with all the staff at Shone FM.
Even 3 weeks in, you know how big an undertaking this is, and you seem very up to the task. You're very excited about it. What new initiatives or new projects are you looking to launch and explore during your time as general manager at Shone FM?
I think one of the things that people are really interested in is the giveaways or the contests that we might have. So we'll be looking at some ideas. We want to hear from you. We want to know what it is that you want to us to broadcast on your behalf. So maybe doing some contests around a bit of a survey, or the other thing I'm hoping to introduce is celebrations. If there's some type of celebration that you're looking forward to, whether it be getting your Dunke name or a birthday or an anniversary, we want to showcase that. The other thing that we want to keep in mind is First Nations have a great sense of humor, and I would like to try to elaborate on that and try to maybe introduce some new programming that will focus on some humor for all our listeners.
Absolutely. Humor is something that we can always use a little bit more of nowadays. You've said a few times that we want to hear from our listeners, and we do. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they've got ideas or concerns about the station?
Well, we have a couple ways that you can reach out. We have the website, Facebook page. We have info@shonefm.com email address if you want to go there. The other thing, though, I'm really hoping that we'll be out in the communities later this spring, early summer, and sort of showcasing some of the events that are happening. I know there's some big GAs coming up and other big events happening in the communities and here in Whitehorse. So we'd like to just start getting people to give us that information, and we'll get it out there for you.
Absolutely. I know the newsroom is excited to start working on this. I know you're excited to start working on this. Was there anything that you wanted to say before I let you get back to your busy day?
I'd just like to thank Champagne-Ajac for giving me the opportunity to allow me to come over to Shone FM and do something a bit different. And I'm really grateful and thankful for them to allow me to do this.
Denise Beattie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Denise Beattie is the new general manager here at Shone FM. We are looking for your input on anything at all. So if you've got some thoughts that you want to put into an email, info@shonefm.com, and we'll take a look at it. From the Shone FM newsroom, I'm Stuart Bunnell. Thank you so much.